Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. Congressman Jeff Van Drew next up at the plate here. By the way, this just dropped. Former director of the CIA, John Brennan, who is really come out of the box savaging Republicans this week over Signalgate. He's the guy that issued the visas to 15 of the 19 September 11th hijackers. How did he miss on the others? Congressman Jeff Van Drew with us here on the Dom Giordano Show. Congressman, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
It's always good to be with you, Dom.
So as you were at the end of the week first and you watched this play out, I don't know that you were on any committee interviewing some of the principals around the signal issue. What are your thoughts? What are you hearing in Capitol Hill? What should happen here? That's the solution.
Well, the solution is just to make sure it doesn't happen again. I mean, you know, everybody can go through the blame game, and certainly at times I blame folks for things they've done. But here's the difference. When you look a lot of what the past administration did, it wasn't one mistake. Right. I hate to say it, but mistakes can happen. It was over and over again, and it was policy that was purposely instituted. That's different. And then you can go after them and you can beat them up. Mistakes happen, and this was a mistake. We're going to move forward. We're going to tighten it up. We're going to make sure that it doesn't happen again. And, you know, let me tell you, not a good thing at all. But compared to what was happening with some of the illegals that we had coming into our country, compared to what we were doing to our military, compared to what we allowed Iran to get away with and what exploded in the Middle East, to compare to what we've allowed to happen in the Ukraine-Russian war, even though I feel very badly for the Ukrainian people, there was corruption. We didn't follow where the money should have gone. So, I mean, those are things that were purposeful policies. This is a mistake. You fix it, you learn, you move on.
What I was getting at is there consensus, do you think, at least in your mind, maybe others, it is in mine, and we had Scott Perry on today saying what I think. Just say we're not going to use Signal again. I think they have enough modalities pretty much, or they should work on that so that this doesn't happen. It's not optimal when you're talking about something this serious.
That's the learning part. You hope you didn't even have to learn it, but that's the learning part, and that's what I'm referring to. That's a mistake.
Right.
Correct it. Move on.
Now, Tesla is in the news big time over in New Jersey where you are, not at the shore that I know of, but Cherry Hill, big demonstrations tomorrow. You're on some of the committees that might have something to do with this. Well, what are your thoughts on what should be the Pam Bondi saying no negotiation, you're caught doing this, full penalty. What are you hearing? What's going to happen?
Look, you know, it's people's right to rally. It's their right to demonstrate, but it has to be done in a certain way and not with evil intent, not to destroy a business, not to damage a business, not to do what they're doing. It is Elon Musk's right to believe what he believes and to be doing what he's doing, by the way. It's totally within the he's not doing anything unconstitutional or wrong or anti-American. In fact, to a great degree, just the opposite. So the bottom line is, I think Pam's a very serious person. So I think she's been clear. I think they understand. I think some of them are trying to be heroes. Some of them that are demonstrating, some of them are trying to be victims. Look, this is happening. I'll share a story with you. We had, last week, hundreds of people from around the area, some of them paid, by the way, not all of them, but some of them paid to be there in front of my district congressional office. And I'm in an area on a main road where there are businesses that are to the right of me and to the left of me and in the building I'm in. Guess what? They all had to close down for safety concerns because of other issues. So here's what we did. We had people that are very partisan who, quite frankly, never really liked me. That's okay. It's part of the American way. It's their right not to agree with me or like me. But the businesses have nothing to do with it. So, the stores that were around it get punished and it's not their fault. So I think as we do these things, we ought to do them. For example, like the Trump rallies, they were arranged in open areas where you didn't hurt people, where you didn't hurt businesses, where you didn't create problems to people that have, quite frankly, have nothing to do with politics, government, or any of this. And that was a different way of going about it. This is a way we're actually trying to inflict pain and destroy somebody's business.
I didn't see too many protesters in Wildwood. They were dwarfed. I mean, just around Garfield, I think it was. There had to be 10,000 people as the vehicle came in. I don't think you could see that. I think you were waiting at the other area. But just in that area, it was mind-boggling just about a year ago.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I think they were a little, nobody would have hurt. Nobody got, again, over 100,000 people, biggest rally President Trump ever had in Wildwood, really glad to be part of it. Bottom line is nobody got hurt. There were no fights. Right. There were no drugs. There was no alcohol. It was a celebration of America. It was their right to be where they were. Those that disagreed and want to protest, nobody's saying that, but should be done like that in a certain way. The ironic part of it is in my office, there was so much going on. The police came to us and said, look, and again, there was no violence, thank goodness, at this particular event. But the police came to us and we had both the sheriff's department. There were a good number of people there. So we had the sheriff's department and we also had the police, the local police. And they said, do us a favor, tell your people to leave now in the afternoon. Don't do a full day because we don't want to have to deal with them getting to their cars or insults being lobbed or a fight breaking out. So what did that do? My people are working on lots of casework to help people with Social Security, to help them with veterans and, their veterans benefits, to help them in all business problems, all kinds of problems. We took care of a lot of stuff. So that was just that many hours less of being productive because of what went on.
Congressman Jeff Van Drew with us. I'm watching, Congressman, as we're talking, President Trump swearing in Alina Habba as U.S. attorney for New Jersey. Now, she's pretty high profile, been in some of the biggest Trump trials, et cetera, as an interim. But I see the message here, New Jersey corruption, always in the forefront. What are you expecting from Habba as U.S. attorney for New Jersey?
Look, I think she's really going to look into things. And, we are going to have, we have, as you know, the Housing Authority in Atlantic City, for example. That's just one. Right. I have other examples of things I'm concerned about. And, obviously being on judiciary, I'm involved in a lot of these judicial issues, the U.S. attorney or the FBI or Department of Justice, et cetera. I haven't done it yet because I'm going to talk to my friend, the secretary of HUD, who is going to be coming, by the way, to South Jersey to look firsthand, something I couldn't get done for years in the last administration. He's going to come within the first few months. We're working on a date right now to look at what's going on at this horrible housing authority where people are suffering. Supposedly, the very people that the left cares about, and they have no heat, no hot water, broken windows. I won't go into it all. It's, you know, you've read it and heard about it before, but it's shameful. So he's going to come, and I'm going to see if it's appropriate that we should either have the U.S. attorney or the FBI look into it, too, because something's wrong. Millions of dollars flow, and not only, by the way, in this housing authority, in housing authorities across the country. Some are run well, some are run terribly, and there's too many of them that are run terribly, and we don't know where the money is going. That's the kind of stuff she's going to look into, you know, work on. Hold on to your hats. President Trump did a good job appointing her. She's a firecracker, and she's really going to do an excellent job and root out all these things that are wrong, and she is unafraid. So I think it's great. And it makes New Jersey, you know, the President Trump, New Jersey, the whole East Coast, everything's a special thing to him. But I have to say, in all pride, that, as you know, he half of the year he's living at Bedminster. He loves New Jersey. It's a special thing to him. And I think he wanted to make sure this was well done.
Well, we had Scott Turner on yesterday. So when you see him, just tell him that guy in Philadelphia, he's, you know, he's a former defensive back, 9 years in the NFL.
I'm not kidding around with him, man. He's serious.
Well, then I told him that, you know, I look like I could throw a football 40 yards, and he said yes. So just remind him of that. We got him on record. He's an expert defensive back.
I will definitely tell him. It's just like Burgess Owens. He's another guy. Burgess
Exactly.
was a great football player. The only unfortunate thing is that's what 1980, he goes back a few years, when the team beat the Eagles. But we had him down for meet and greet and, you know, for a lot of fun. Talked to a lot of people that every single person put on a Super Bowl ring. These are great guys. They're great guys.
Exactly.
They're heroes, and they really care about America.
Well, Congressman, thank you. Thanks for the update very, very much. Have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.
All right, Congressman Jeff Andrew here. A little bit now, we had two congressmen talking about it. Seems to be the consensus is what I've been saying. Are you there? Don't talk on Signal. They, Perry went through explicitly all the other ways they could do this, and less is more. You don't need to have every person like the envoy in Russia. Does he need to be instantly knowing we're bombing them at that point? Really? Try to cut down on this. I'm hopeful that that's what Pete Hegseth takes from this, and that's what he's going to engage in. And if so, this is just something you chalk up to that and you move on. All right, 855-839-1210, though, you get on board. Hit us with something magical. 20 years ago this week, The Office debuted. It's going to be very hard to match the magic of The Office once it came into play. All right, coming up. Speaking of Jersey, the king of hair, the prince of hair, Murphy had this guy fired yesterday. A court said, no, 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 this guy didn't do anything wrong. It goes back to COVID. I'll tell you explicitly what this was about COVID. So people in New Jersey now have to pay this guy $2.5 million. And it goes on. But it's exactly with the Murphys of the world and what went on in New Jersey. When's there going to be a reckoning of who did what during COVID? And hit us on the side question, 855-839-1210. All right, it is Dom time. Look, I don't know if we'll ever get her on, but I want to put her on the map since she's out there nationally. This will be cut 15. Yesterday, we had on State Senator from Montgomery County talking about the ongoing battle. And it moved out of committee, the Women in Fairness in Sports Act. Okay. Women's Fairness in Sports Act. Okay. This woman from the Pittsburgh area, I believe, State Senator Lindsey Williams. Listen to what she says toward the end of this. I didn't have the sound yesterday about we are putting women down. Of course, they're as fast as men. Of course, they're as strong as men. We're going to continue to invite her on. Since she's discovered something other scientists don't seem to know about, listen to her analysis. She starts out by saying, why do these Republicans keep on bringing this up? There are so few trans kids. My answer would be, Lindsay, okay, just go along with this. Let's say they can't play in women's sports and we'll stop talking about it. Right? That's the first argument. But the argument toward the end, she really loses her mind. Here's what she said.
Female bodies are just as strong, as fast and capable as male bodies. For what reason, other than political gain, are we spending time and taxpayer dollars on a completely made-up issue. There are 8 million high school athletes across the country, and maybe 160 of them are trans. This is the fifth time we are voting on this bill that targets less than 0.002% of high school athletes. I was a three-sport athlete in high school. Participating in sports gave me the confidence, time management skills, and ability to work collaboratively that led me to run for office. Absolutely nothing, nothing about having a trans teammate or competitor would have taken those things away from me.
All right, so men's bodies, women's bodies, the same, strong, fast, the same thing. You know, you think she would have ended what they usually do. Well, we're not taking anything away from you. You're cruel. And also saying the numbers are minuscule. But no, had to go that extra bridge, which is women and men's bodies the same. You know, why can't you compete against Leah Thomas? Why can't you go down this path? Four of them voted to not move forward with the bill. Seven voted yes. So now it moves on. The Senate will pass it soon. The only question out there is, can you force the House to take this up? Because if they do, Democrats, some of them will vote for it. Then Josh Shapiro will have to decide. Now, here's the latest that, and it's, this guy to me is such a menace. You may see it differently. I like Dan Muser. When Dan Muser is on the show, I think he's great. He intuits President Trump. We got a lot of good stuff going on. Well, it's going to be probably Muser or somebody like Stacey Garrity that will be the Republican nominee. I don't see anything else out there. So Menace, Doug Mastriano, who's put us in a situation where we have to endure Democrats now running the House and you can't get anything done, he sees this. He says that Garrity, the treasurer who had the most popular votes ever, has a military background, has got a lot of good stuff. She apparently was a colonel when she retired, I believe. Mastriano was too. He says, here's the ticket, Garrity slash or hyphen Mastriano. In other words, he's willing to have her run for governor. He'll run to be the lieutenant governor. He's a colonel, so the colonel governor. And that ticket will defeat Josh Shapiro. It's wildfire. Here's what's going to happen here. Now, not that she's not skilled enough to ice him out in the end so we don't have to deal with his craziness, but do you really think someone like Josh Shapiro, if you have Doug Mastriano on the ticket, is not just licking his chops? I mean, this is preposterous. Didn't we see it before? But I can see in the hinterlands, oh man, look at this. You'll get all the Mastriano people, and then you'll get what Garrity, female military treasurer. I mean, I've been in events with her during the Dr. Oz campaign backstage and all. Got a lot of good stuff going on. Let's go Garrity Mastriano. Make it a team, and that's how we'll prevail, arguably for one of the most watched, other than the midterms in Congress. The governor's race here is going to be highly watched. Does Josh Shapiro get reelected? Does he get dinged up a bit that might hurt him for the presidential race in 2028, which he's been running for since kindergarten? Which way does it go? 855-839-1210. I still think, and people that I really like that I know, that just went crazy with Doug Mastriano. They get on the juice. What were you not seeing? This is craziness. And that he would be on the ticket, and that would carry the ticket. This is the latest thing being floated. I do think Garrity, all things being equal, is going to run. I do think Muser is going to run. All right? Out of the two, we have to see them once they debate and move forward to see who the stronger candidate is in a primary. But both have a lot going for them, including maybe more so in the case of Muser. I'm not sure the endorsement of President Trump. 855-839-1210. Can we not get past this guy? Are certain parts of Pennsylvania just... They can't get enough of this craziness. They believe in this stuff. Look what he did the last time. Just look at the damage that's done. But I thought he was going to run for the Senate. You know that. I think Dave McCormick really had it considered. It was brutal losing to Dr. Oz, had to raise a lot of money, barely defeated Bob Casey Jr. We got somebody really good there now. But he was looking at that, Mastro. Would people rally to this again? Because that, here's the thing. They think, oh, he's just like Trump. Nobody's like Trump. How many times do we have to say that? And certainly not Doug Mastriano. All right, 855-839-1210. I know it seems a long way off, but it's not. And Shapiro has just all the cash in the world. Social media's got 24 people working for him. You're going in against something really tough. So you can't be screwing around with this if you want to win. All right, let me go to Bob and Broomall next. And Bob, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bob.
How are you?
Good, Bob. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you for having me on. I would like to say, I would like to see one of those containment facilities being constructed on maybe Judge Bosberg's neighborhood. And those containment facilities, they hold up to 20 to 30,000 illegals. Mm-hmm. And the way things are going right now, it's just slowed down a little bit. So let's build another one, make sure we have enough to house all these people, and put it in Judge Bosberg's neighborhood somewhere. Let's construct it there.
Hey, I'm looking at you. You're putting Bosberg on the big radar screen there. Yeah, you're right. This guy. Well, you know,
I don't.
You know, now he's in charge of the signal gate stuff too. By the alleged luck of the draw, he's in charge of that too.
Well, Dom, I think what he's doing is he's just obstructing what Donald Trump wants to do.
Yeah, sure.
Let Donald Trump do his job. He should be congratulated for all that he has done and for what he's doing right now with the illegals. It wasn't done in 4 years, and we have a problem here in the U.S. right now.
Thank you, Bob. To that point, you know, the Supreme Court ought to do their job. And we ought to be moving forward to give us a decision. What is the power of these singular judges? In other words, they're not a co-equal branch of government. We know that. One judge at a district court level should not be able to thwart the executive power of the president. Supreme Court is on the level. The Congress is on the level. That's the big three. After that, these are like sub committees. They are not co-equal branches. Democrats believe that now. They want to believe it because they know one judge here and there every other week throws their hat into the ring and thwarts what you're trying to do. All right. 855-839-1210. Dan, this is a tip of the hat to you. It's from Delaware County because more so than I, maybe most, you've been on the phony license plate, you know, the paper license plate things. So apparently this couple that was arrested over in, what town was it? Let's see. It's a town we don't talk, Eddystone. Okay. The license plate was obscured by an Eagles logo that apparently blocked.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, it blocked the New Jersey part. It's an illegal license. So just think about Philadelphia, cops scared to death with all these people driving along. They're told by that Isaiah Joe or whatever his name is, the guy in city council, and we're still waiting for Commonwealth Court to rule on this.
Wasn't Isaiah Thomas?
Isaiah Thomas, yeah.
Isaiah Joe is a basketball player.
Yeah,
right?
I know. I did that intentionally, but okay.
Surprised I know that, actually.
He's a better player, a shooter, that maybe, but okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's with Oklahoma City, I think, mm-hmm. now.
Turn it
So the cop sees this. It's obscuring it a bit. They can't see New Jersey. Pulls him over. Of course, they have a loaded gun. Illegally, neither one of them has the ability to carry that. The guy apparently has an open gun case, says the Delco Times, from Upland already in this. They were held 10% of $10,000, etc. Controlled substance they found, too. Exactly when we have Pat Malloy and these others on, if you stop people that have these violations, Pennsylvania Vehicle Code, then these things turn up constantly. And yet in Philadelphia, because cops are scared to death, Now, Pat Malloy over in Abington is not. You go through Abington with this, you're going to be stopped.
It's ridiculous to think that you wouldn't be.
Right.
Isaiah Thomas's Driving Equality is Law Act, Philadelphia, removed 8 vehicle violations to not be enforced with a traffic stop.
Right.
Here are the 8. Late registration, relocation of temporary registration, relocation of license plate, missing a single brake light, items hanging from the rearview mirror, minor bumper issues, driving with an expired inspection sticker, driving with an expired emission sticker.
Right.
The idea was that people of color, it's a civil rights issue because they're pulled over for minor motor vehicle code violations.
Yeah, he said it was like the Green Book. You have to where to drive in Philadelphia, the Green Book, otherwise you're going to be pulled over.
But meanwhile, it spurned as you drive down 95 or 76, industry almost, of temporary license plate papers that are printed out, put in the back windshield, and cars, many times stolen. What will happen is the thief will just print out a fake license plate, and as long as it's displayed somewhere, it must be visible, that's a pass for them not to be pulled over.
Yeah. So good work by the Eddystone police. Just another, and this type, the Eagles logo, obscure. Oh, I can hear the good councilman saying that's exactly what we're trying. What difference does it make?
Well, the thing is, though, I don't want to be that guy give ideas, but say you go out, carjack a car, white Toyota Camry, and then you put something over the license plate to make it so you can't tell that that's the one that's been stolen. It's
exactly. Or you're
why are we enabling criminals?
Sometimes you are going to use this vehicle to steal another vehicle. It's part of the thing.
Yep.
So any little thing that you can do. And the average cop is chilled. I bet in Philadelphia, if you had an Eagles logo obscuring that, they'd be scared to death to pull it in. Because they'd say, obviously, come on now, what's the big deal here? You're being too prissy about this. Why can't you just write them a ticket? Like, where's the ticket going? We really think this is going to end up in some place and the person's going to pay the ticket? No. This couple, big trouble. Gun, drug charges in Delco. Both are in their early 20s. And again, this cop is in Eddystone, where apparently they tell their cops, enforce the law. Don't come through Eddystone with an Eagles logo blocking your license plate. They might pull you over and ask some questions. And again, why does someone, I think with one gun count, have a loaded gun there, neither one of which have a right to carry that? That's exactly what we're trying to stop. That's what comes out of these. Pat Malloy says it all the time. But in Philadelphia, you don't do this. And what happens? Well, you have people going to the suburbs. We've talked about this. Who think they can go through Abington with no license plate or something because they do it in Philadelphia. All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210. Dan, you'll be less fired up. You're not in Port Richmond now. You're in Jersey, so.
Oh, you still see it in Jersey, though.
Yeah,
These idiots that go over to 42 with their expired, printed out, fake license plate, temporary tag, and...
Well, what is it with the state of Delaware, too? They're part of the problem.
Yeah.
They're issuing all these paper license things with no...
Well, no. What I think criminals are smart enough to realize that it might be a little bit tougher for interstate agencies to quickly cross-reference which vehicles are where.
Right.
So even if they steal a car in Philadelphia, they'll still print out a Delaware plate because they're the one printing it out anyway, just to make it harder for the police officers.
Yeah, but don't put the Eagles logo on there. Even though they took the most popular logo, you would say, the cop, Eagles logo, go Eagles, E-A-G-L-E-S. All right, pull over right now. All right, more calls coming up, and we'll get you on today's question. Something magical that happened, the 20-year anniversary of The Office. You can't top that if you want to do an ensemble cast on any kind of office setting. You set out to try to do that, and our TV guy, Neil Zorn, will be here. We'll talk with him about something, another show that Netflix has on. It's making a good bit of news. And I think I agree, just from the trailer that I saw from the Free Press, it's called Adolescence. It does a disservice to young men. Has the popular culture not realized yet that you saw it during the Trump election? A lot of these guys feel under siege, maybe not 16-year-olds, but older. And we keep on going after them. You're just creating more difficulty here. And we got a couple of tips, a couple of things you might want to watch. But first, Something exciting has happened this fall. Ro and I are headed again to Italy. Well, really, just off Italy, a country within a country, Sicily. And when we go there, well, we're going there with conservative tours. Because you just don't visit Sicily. You want to come back again and again and again. I've never been, but with conservative tours, all this for $55.44, including airfare, the magic will happen. This is Mediterranean Europe and Calabria together, the dining events, the gatherings together with fellow listeners, talking about all the stuff that we do, usually in groups of about 60 or so. We'll see bustling Palermo, the Quattro Conte, stunning Monreal, the Palace of the Normans. All you have to do to get all the details to see it is go to conservativetours.com or call 888-733-9494. We'll even enjoy the Godfather tour, visit the locales from the movie, bring back a lot of memories. You will enjoy this. The crown jewel of Sicily, Taormina, Mount Etna, the Valley of the Temples, Sicily. It's ancient, it's charming, very picturesque, beautiful, the sun, the sea, a country within a country. Savoca is on the top of my list, I'm told also. Call them now, get in on this, bring some friends, 888-733-9494. All right, Dom Giordano Show. This just breaking, then I'm coming to your calls. We're going to talk with Neil Zorn, our TV guy. A lot of good stuff coming up, but there's a report out now. I'm on the other side of this. I don't care what you say. It's not defending the rich. That the White House is considering going back to the old rate on the top taxpayers who pay a disproportionate. Right now, the top income tax rate is 37% charged on income above $609,351 for an individual or $731,201 for a married couple. If you're in that, want to be anonymous, I would just listen to what I'm going to tell you, and then I would ask your opinion. If the 2017 law were allowed to expire, that would jump to the pre-2018 rate of 39.6. So it would go up 2.6% for this group. The deal would be turn the script on the Democrats, and we get the tax on tips out of there. Cutting the tax on tips. I'm not sure if that means completely. I'm trying to look at that as we speak. I'm not sure. But big time cuts on the tax of tips. I support both. But I'm not willing to give in to this narrative and say, we're doing this here and we're going to play into the Democrats' narrative, take it away from them by increasing the tax on the rich. While we're going to get this situation resolved on the tax on tips. Are you willing to do that? I think it's a mistake. Can we win this way? All right, that's the question that's out there. Trump wants to get rid of the tax on tips. I agree with him. But also, do you protect the people at the high end that they share in this? All right, Doris is in Delco. She's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Doris, welcome in.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
We were talking about license plates. A friend of mine, about 3 years ago, stayed with me in Springfield, Delaware County. At the time, she didn't pay her car, and it got repossessed. Somebody in New York State, around New York City, has her tags, and about every week, I get, for her, I get a violation because, they can go through.
Right.
And I was told, I don't know if it's true, that in New York State or in New York City, they're not allowed to run the tags.
But in Manhattan, I can't speak to all those with Bragg and the stuff that goes there and all. It wouldn't be surprising to me. Or here's what happens, Doris. It's such a problem, such a pressure that if you do run them and get into this as a cop, you're the one that's going to be in trouble. That's exactly what I believe happens in Philadelphia.
Yeah, and that's what this every week she gets one or two letters about a new violation. She calls, but nothing's happening.
Thank you, Doris. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. I don't know for a fact in New York and Philadelphia, though, cops tell me, come on, are you insane? If I act on this, I'm going to be accused of racism. Act too many times. There we go. even with the current people there. Oh, well, we're under the law of this Isaiah Thomas guy over in city council. And this Commonwealth Court, when do they work? That this case is going on for what, Dan? Would you say 18 months, 2 years, it seems like, right? 2 years. I know the former head of the FOP is a plaintiff in it, and yet no ruling yet. Work harder. Well, these are complicated. No, they're not. You come in at 10. You don't come in on Mondays or Fridays or playing golf. Work harder. How about some 10 and 12-hour days? Take some cases home. Decide something. All right, more calls coming up. Neil Zorn, our TV guy, is with us next. Got something good you'd like to recommend? I know Henry has one. We'll see what Neil Zorn says about adolescence. Hey, are you looking for a natural way to boost energy, support your heart, stay active as you age? It's time to try Rescue Orasine. This unique supplement gives your body the essentials it needs to fight fatigue, improve stamina without relying on sugar, caffeine, or artificial boosters. It supports healthy blood pressure, overall cardiovascular function, helping you feel your best every day. And right now, Dom listeners, you can take advantage of a special buy one, get one free offer on Rescue Orasine. Just use the code MyEnergy when you order. Call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak with a knowledgeable product consultant or visit res-q.com. Enter that code MyEnergy at checkout. This exclusive deal will not last long, so go to res-q.com. Use the code MyEnergy. That's MyEnergy. Grab Rescue Orasine with the buy one, get one free savings. Stay energized, stay heart healthy with Rescue Natural Supplements. All right, Dom Giordano Show here. I'm missing Neil Zorn's opener.
Yeah, somebody overwrote it.
Yeah, okay.
Don't know where it went.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, let's get on. This is like Signal Gate. We got to know who, I mean, is Jeffrey Goldberg going to be doing this interview? All right, let's go to Neil Zorn here on Talk Radio 1210, our TV guy extraordinaire. Hey, Neil, good afternoon.
I'm great. Oh, Jeff, wait, I have to wait a second. Dom's on the phone.
Yeah, don't tag him in. So, Neil.
No, that's okay. Believe me, if I don't see Jeffrey Goldberg, it's fine with me.
I only saw, Neil, a trailer of this, and I like the free press. They're kind of bipartisan up and down the line. They say that adolescence on Netflix does a disservice to young men. And when I look at the premise and what happened here and what they're doing, you know, the culture already has been, it came out during this election, the perception at least, anti-males. Maybe, you know, they overdo it with this, but this seems to be another attempt by Netflix to play into that. What do you think of it?
I don't think it's all that egregious, actually.
Okay.
I think that it is, although the person involved is a male and there are other males, it's more about bullying and what the social media does. I think one of the things that happened in adolescence that I really liked is that it is not played as a mystery or a murder story as much as a real procedural. You really see points of view from everybody, from the police to the school to the various things. And then there's a little bit of mystery, but we really know from the end of the first episode what is happening, and because they're in front of you in a way, and then there are wrinkles to it that make you doubt, because that's one of the things drama does. But in general, I found the piece to be less political than other things. I think people are so sensitive today about anything. I mean, if you watch something like Conclave, where at the end it becomes entirely political, or you watch the Barbie movie, or there was something recently that reminded me of the Barbie movie. It was a play. It was a play called Legacy of Light, and at Princeton right now, you know, where it's so blatantly that's where the policy has become blatant. In adolescence, I think it's actually some of the best storytelling I've seen in a long time, because you see the police being businesslike. They know what they want, but they go at it in a businesslike way. Calmly, you see the points of view of the parents. There's shots where you think that this has to be a shot of the boy, but it's a shot of his father. And then when you think about it, it makes sense, because you're seeing again an attitude you sort of know what would be happening with the boy. So I think there's a lot. I think there's a lot there, and men do get lambasted, but less and less these days. I think you're finding that what I find in patterns in general, in art and in culture, and in just life, is that things go to their extremes, go to the far extreme, then they go to the next far extreme, and then everybody gets tired of the extremes and brings it back to the middle. And I think we're in the beginning of things being back to the middle. So I naturally, the person in adolescence is a boy. He is upset because he's asked a girl out on a date, and she has refused him, but not only refused him, she goes on social media making him into something he's not. And then things escalate from there. So, but that is something that can naturally happen. I don't feel like it was engineered to be anti-male or anything about males. I think there are a couple of scenes in about the third episode where there might be some question about that. But throughout the run, I think it's a probably one of the more interesting things I've seen, because it approaches its subject in such a clinical, almost objective way.
All right. So, Neil, what is good to watch in addition to that? Henry still likes Severance, for example, we've talked about. Mm-hmm. What else are you watching now?
Well, one of the things people should know is that Paradise, which was on which is on cable, is coming to ABC next week. I think it's the 7th, so that would be next month, not this Monday, but the Monday after that. It's coming to ABC at 10 p.m., so we'll be able to see that. And that's about somebody investigating the assassination of a president, and that's sort of interesting. Then the things I'm looking forward to...
Wait a minute, Neil. Is it just the first 7 episodes? Ro and I saw it on Hulu, so it's the same thing you're talking about.
Right, it's the same thing.
Right.
It may be cut down and watered down a little bit for television, but I think that's one of the things you're going to see is, you already saw it during this the actor strike, that people brought things to CBS and ABC especially. And I think you're going to see more of these companies that are attached to networks putting things on and getting them popular, and then either watering them down or playing them for people who don't have cable over the air. And that, I think that's the beginning of that. I'm looking forward to some things. I'm looking forward to, I want to see Mid-Century Modern, even though it is Ryan Murphy, and that makes me sort of take my feet off the floor in case my shoes get dirty. But it has a good cast. Nathan Lane, it's on Hulu.
Yes.
And it's sort of in the Frank and Gracie sort of mode. So I always want to see if Nathan Lane can ever have a hit television series. You know, there's one of the things that they do with Nathan Lane that bothers me is Nathan Lane has a style, and usually right around the style, I think they should make him go out of his style, like he did on Broadway in Angels in America when he played Roy Cohn. And I think
Nathan Lane play Roy Cohn?
Yes, not as good as Jeremy Strong did. I don't know if you saw The Apprentice, but Jeremy Strong was a fantastic Roy Cohn. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
Angels in America.
For Roy Cohn is one of the most fascinating characters imaginable before Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. But now we know about the influence. It's even more so a big guy. Okay.
And look how many times Roy Cohn has been dramatized.
Yeah.
It's interesting. And even more Donald Trump, because there's already a movie about Donald Trump. Do you know that there are many, many, many Oscar nominations for people who have played kings of England and European monarchs and diplomats? Do you know there's maybe 10 nominations for people who played the presidents of the United States, and only one person who ever won an Academy Award for playing the president of the United States? It's Daniel Day-Lewis for Lincoln, in case you want to know. But Donald Trump is maybe only the 10th American president who's actually been portrayed in a movie.
That's stunning.
Apprentice.
Yeah.
It is. And two of them were played by Anthony Hopkins. He played John Quincy Adams and Richard Nixon. And Richard Nixon is the other one who ends up in the movies a lot. He's been played by Frank Langella and Anthony Hopkins in movies, and they've both been nominated for that. So to me, that is sort of fascinating. So I'm always looking to see if I don't know that he's going to do that, because he's surrounded by a lot of comedians, Richard Kind, Ree Perlman, but then there's Bat Momer, who will be his co-star with that.
Okay.
There's a piece of that Kevin Bacon is going to be bringing into Prime about on Thursday of this week, which is about a person who it's about dead people, but it's about people. He's a bounty hunter who finds people who escape from hell, if that makes sense. But we'll see if it makes sense, and that's going to be on Prime starting next Thursday. So that's something I'm looking forward to.
All right, Neil, some good stuff. I'm writing them down. Where do we find you or check out what you're up to until then?
You'll see me in the Delaware County Daily Times, and I ended up with a coaxial at that time. I said deli, not daily. and related newspapers. There's eight dailies that come out every Monday that I'm in.
Thank you, Neil. Thanks very much. All right, coming to your calls, Magic. We're going to talk with my editor over at the Delaware Valley Journal. This outfit, this Rainbow Room in Bucks County, got a lot of COVID money. We talked about it this week. And they kicked out the editor of the Delaware Valley Journal because she differs with them and called her a hater, even though it was a public event. She's next. Dom's Money Melody will get a winner for the big prize this week. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.